This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of our ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of a thousand suns. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, finding the center within yourself, going deeper within yourself with each breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go as you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. The original 7, which many are aware of, and the extra 2 that have become reactivated within all of you. And as you focus on those chakras, pay particular attention to the alignment of the chakras, as well as the intensity of the color in each of the chakras. As you start from the bottom with the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, and see that as a deep earth brown color. Know that this chakra, the Earth Star chakra, is your connection to Gaia, connection to the Earth, yes, also, but more of a connection to Gaia herself, to the spiritual part of her, to the spiritual logos of her. Then moving up to the root chakra, see that as a deep ruby red color, bright, brilliant ruby red. The next, moving up, orange, bright, brilliant orange. To the solar plexus area, yellow, bright yellow as the sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. The heart center being the midpoint between the 4 lower chakras and the 4 upper chakras. A balance. And your high heart center, which has become reactivated. Magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. Third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now as you visualize all of these chakra centers in their respective colors, Focus on the intensity of those colors and know that as you raise the intensity of the color, making it more and more brilliant, you are raising the vibrational frequency within that chakra as well. And that vibrational frequency in the chakra also resonates then with the gland that it is associated with, thereby bringing balance to those chakra centers and those glandular functions. Now, if you bring all of those chakra centers together, all of those energy centers together as one into the soul star chakra, merging them into the soul star chakra. So literally visualize all of the chakras merging together, all of the colors coming together and forming the brilliant white in the soul star chakra. And that soul star chakra now becoming your light body or your Merkaba, Merkaba light vehicle. See that as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star and a vehicle for travel. So you, as your conscious knowing self, move your conscious knowing self into that Merkaba-like vehicle, into that light body, as if you were moving into a small scout ship. And then begin to lift away from your body and feel and know and sense the distancing from your physical body as you begin to move up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, into the sky, through the clouds. Continue to see your physical body falling further and further below you. Get that sense that you are connected, yes, to your physical body, but you're also disconnected from it as well in this experience. You can let it go and move up through and past the Earth's atmosphere. Become aware of all of the millions of ships that are out here and the planets of the solar system, the solar sun, and the Earth. Gaia, far below. And know that energies have been coming down to the planet for quite some time now. Stronger and stronger, higher vibrational frequency energies over a period of time. And as they come down from the central source of the universe, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, the billions of galaxies, and finally to this central sun of the solar system, know that those energies have been stepped down and stepped down and stepped down till they could finally come to this solar sun of this solar system, and down to the Earth in a much, much step-down fashion or version. For the energies coming from the central sun of the universe and the many billions of galaxy suns would be much, much too intense for those here on the planet to be able to withstand. So see those energies coming down now and from the central sun of this solar system. Wave after wave after wave of energy. And now see the sun, the solar eclipse of the sun. Literally watch this solar sun or the solar eclipse of this sun as the moon steps in front of it and creates the shadow with the light coming out all around the shadow. Light coming from everywhere around the moon. And then the moon slowly passing by and the light coming back down to the earth, almost as if it's a reborn energy. But know that as the moon steps away now and allows the energy sun, light from the sun to come back down to the earth, know that it is a much higher energy now at this point, higher vibrational frequency coming to the earth. And the earth, Gaia herself, and all of the life forms on the planet feeling this new higher energy. Literally feel the energy, feel the light coming in into all of the bodies on the planet, both human, animal, plant, and even the rocks and minerals themselves. All of life, all of consciousness raising at this point. See this literally happening. People everywhere beginning to wonder from the signs of the skies, what is happening, why they are feeling the way they are, why they may be, they're thinking they have changed. Even if just for a moment they begin to grasp much more of the universe than they ever did before, as if they each had an aha moment. See that happening now, all across the planet. Certainly not everyone will feel this, but many, many more than have previously. Feel the energy, feel the light, feel the love. Feel and know and experience the higher consciousness of all of life now. Know that this is indeed a doorway that is opening up to higher realms, higher consciousness realms. Experience this now. Feel this in your astral and etheric body. Your astral, the emotional body. Your etheric, the energy body. Feel those bodies becoming enlivened with higher vibrational frequency, with higher consciousness. And now bring this back to your physical form. Bring the energy, the higher level of consciousness back into your physical body now. Feel the light moving through your body as it comes in, as the astral and etheric body come back in. Feel the light and the energy moving through your body. Your body everywhere filling with light. Now, feel an explosion happening in your body. And all three of the bodies, plus your higher bodies beyond, an explosion of light shooting out in all directions from your physical form. And if someone were to witness this, they would literally see light all around your body at this point. Very similar to what people see when they witness angels, or those that are of higher saintly virtue, witness that light around them. Know that you are that light. You are that love. You are that oneness. You are the I Am Presence within each and every one of you. I am that I am. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. And I come to be with you at this time, at this amazing time of change that you are moving into at this point. Change that many of you have been expecting for quite some time, but have been largely discouraged because it hasn't happened yet. Those things that you are expecting to happen, that you have heard will happen, will indeed happen, but not on your time frame, not on the time frame of the people of the earth, but on divine time, divine happening. In this, what is approaching is a divine happening that you are moving into. I speak now, yes, of that solar eclipse that you have spoken of in your discussion earlier. And this is a momentous occasion that is about to happen. Not so much the solar flash, but a prelude to the solar flash. Just as the solar eclipse in the 2017 was a prelude to this solar eclipse. One is leading to the other and to the other and to the other. This is how it works. And look back on those things, those changes that happened in 2017. It was the birth of a new era that began in your political scene with the advent of the one that came in on the scene at that time and began to shift, create many shifts in the consciousness of man at that time, not only here in this country, in America, but in all across the world. Those changes began. And this is the advent, which you are approaching now, the advent of changes once again, a doorway opening up into a higher realm of consciousness, of moving closer and closer to the oneness that you all are seeking, into the higher level of life and the freedom that you are all looking toward. But yes, indeed, there are those forces of darkness that are seizing this opportunity to express themselves and to spread fear wherever they can. But there are the forces of light that are there to counter those moves. So you must understand that it is all part of the divine plan. As the prime creator, the source of this universe, stepped forward and said, enough is enough, and has put forth the energy and the effort to bring about the changes that are needed to bring light from the shadows. And this is what is represented by your solar eclipse. The shadow moving over and the light overtaking the shadow once again. But the light that comes forward after the shadow is a new higher level of light, a new higher level of energy that will spring forth. And it is indeed spring forth, because this is the advent of spring in this area of the country that most of you hail from. So understand that it is all part of the signs of the times and the signs of the skies that are springing forth at this point to point the way, to point the way to a new higher level of understanding and oneness and truth. Truth to come forward from every direction, from directions that you will not even expect. But once they do come forth, You will look back at this day, these days, these weeks, these months ahead, and say to those who will listen at that time, I was a part of this. I was there when it all began. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you will continue to understand that this is all part of the miracle that is ahead for all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, is here. And we are not going to even attempt to follow up with that discourse from Archangel Michael. And we will go directly to your questions if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your questions if you have. Would there be questions out there? What is
okay,
anyone
I'll
out
ask.
There? There we are, yes.
So is it accurate, as far as you can tell us, that the White Hats will indeed be making some bold strategic moves at the eclipse time that will be more apparent to us?
We will tell you that it is indeed move and counter move here by those of the forces of darkness with their moves, and those of the forces of light, in what you call the White Hat and Alliance, the counter move. It is the the chess move versus the 5D chess move, or the 3D chess move versus the five-dimensional chess move. And it is all happening as it needs to. So, be of good cheer. Be of knowing that it is, again, all part of the divine plan that is playing its way out here. Or as some are akin to saying, it is the movie that we have spoken of many times, to watch the movie that is playing out in front of you and coming to the finale, what you call the finality or the final curtain. That is what is approaching here. So know this, okay? Shoshana, do you have anything?
There's just one thing that we wish to add. May we add, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, this is for eyes to see and ears to hear, you see. So if you hear or see things that you wish to have happen, it will occur for you, you see. It is all about that. It is all about what you are meant to see and what you are meant to hear in your stage of spiritual development. Namaste.
And we would add here that there are going to be more and more eyes to see and ears to hear after these events occur. We are ready for next question, if there is.
Yes, I'll ask a question. I mean, it's just all this synergy with my birthday on the solar eclipse and everything. Am I of being 60 years exactly? Is there anything to take away from this as far as any meaning to that?
Speaking of your personal take from this, or are you talking
about? Maybe it's a personal, and maybe it's something that's also having to do with the collective. I have a feeling it is. I don't know.
Well, certainly it has to do with the collective. Yes, this is very important here, as the Archangel Michael gave to you here. This is a very magical time. Miracles can happen as a result of this. Now, we do not want to build your expectations up too much, because it is not going to be all rose garden here moving forward. But it is the advent of it, or the beginning of this. As someone said earlier, the Aquarian age has arrived. And that is certainly so. And this is indicative of the Aquarian age coming into the picture more and more, and the old Piscean age fading into the distance here. So again, be of good cheer here. Now, as to personal, we will not go in that direction, for we already know that you have already gleaned much about your personal situation and how these dates act with your personal situation here, you see. It is all about the signs of the skies and the signs of the times. Do with that what you will. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We'll just add one perspective here. May we add their sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, it is all personal. All things that are occurring are all personal. You see, there are many that were born on April 8th that don't even know an eclipse is occurring, that have not started their awakening process. But for those that have and those that will, all things, as we begin to notice through the eyes and ears of one that is on the spiritual path, it all becomes personal. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
In some respects, is this the end of 3D on this planet?
This is a very difficult thing to address here, because it is not the end of 3D as you know it, but it depends on within yourself how you view this. If you look at this as a major change, as we are saying it is going to be for those that are ready for this to be that major change, then yes, indeed, it will be the advent of a transformation from the 3D to the 5D for those that are ready for this. Now, to understand, there will still be the 3D evolution here, for it cannot go away overnight in that respect. So just to know that these changes are coming, what you call fast and furious here, and will continue to do so as truth comes forward from so many different directions here. And a lot of this is largely because of those changes that are happening in the skies as we speak here. Shoshana, do you have something you add?
Not.
Very good.
Thank you. That was clear.
Very good. We move on to next question, if there is one.
I have a question.
Yes.
When you say eyes to see and ears to hear, I think of that as seeing in the spirit and hearing in the spirit. And is that something you say that it's going to happen for us? Our veils are going to lift over our eyes and ears?
We would say for many of you, most of you, if not all of you, that has already occurred for you. The veil that you speak of is really, in many respects, not even there anymore for those of you that are ready to move beyond it. You see, it is an illusion. And if you look at all of this as an illusion or as a movie, again, playing out, then you will certainly have the eyes to see and the ears to hear to be ready for this, to move more fully through this transformation and into the full ascension process that you have already started in, but it will gather momentum as you move through this here. Shoshana?
Well, we can add something here, if we may add a small perspective, dear sister. May we add?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the idea of eyes to see and ears to hear is the fun part. That's the part that's fun. If you look at your life, where you were even a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the veil has lifted greatly for you. You have seen things and heard things and become aware of things that you possibly never thought you would actually become aware of. So as a being progresses on the spiritual path, the eyes become different eyes. The ears become different ears based on the progress the being has made. See? So it is a never-ending story. It continues on. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that from your movie, The Matrix, where it was spoken that there is no spoon, you could change that to there is no veil. You see? There was a strong connection to this in that movie. We move on. If there is another question, we do need to release channels, so we take one, maybe two more questions if there is.
Thank you. Well, if no one's going to ask a question, I can ask a question.
Yep.
We know that we're watching a movie, and there's a lot of things that we hear that aren't necessarily true. I was just curious to know if it's a huge, there's a lot of suffering on the planet, such as in Gaza and the war and Palestinians supposedly being starved. And I just wanted to know if it's being exaggerated to create fear for those that are asleep, or is all that horrific stuff actually really happening?
We will tell you that there is both. There is some of this happening, but there is also much dramatization to all of this to raise the fear factor as much as possible. So what you are reading, hearing, and all of these things is in many cases not completely accurate and is indeed misdirection. To take to raise the fear factor, as we say, but also to take your direction away from looking at the truth that is being revealed in many places and from many different sources. Okay, Shoshana.
We agree. We do not have to add to that.
Very good. Then
yes, thank you. That's what I felt. Thank you.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. And Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, keep on, people. Keep on moving on. And know that there is certainly the bigger picture here, the divine plan. And it is working out exactly as it needs to in every given moment. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Okay. Well, was it me, or was that a pretty strong message from Archangel Michael?
That was a real strong message. And James, I do want to thank you for all your dedication to bringing us messages as strong as that. And I feel that you must get, I don't know if the right word is credit or not, but thank you for all you do and being there every Sunday for us. That's a great effort.
Well, thank you for saying thank you, but don't forget Joanna here.
Oh, don't worry about
she's
that.
She's very much a part of it, Shoshana.
No, I haven't forgotten Joanna. You too, Joanna. You're included in all that, okay?
Yeah, he's worried that he's not worried about himself, he's worried about me. It's amazing.
I know, he's never worried about himself. He's not selfish in any way. He always thinks of you. Thank you, darling. Thank you, Joanna.
Well, and you know what? It's really good, Rita, to have this call and know that people understand what we're talking about and what we're thinking, because everybody on this call is like-minded. So it's a great feeling for us. So we have all of you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments or sharing?
Yes, please. I'd like to offer James and Joanna my deepest, deepest, deepest eternal gratitude for what you've been offering for the longest time. And it's been, what you've been offering has been very important as my personal structure, and also to be aware of what's going on and all like that. So I'm very grateful, and thank you both, and I send you both a jolly green giant hug.
Thank you, Catherine.
Okay, any other comments or sharing?
This is Linda. Yeah. I'd like to say a little bit of something.
Yeah, sure, Linda.
So some of you may have noticed during that Tools of Protection where my voice added the crystalline energetic structure as I was talking about above the earth. But that was the vision I was shown. And I think Archangel Michael kind of leaped over for that, because I think of him a lot when I think of the energies above the earth. So that will be added to our Tools of Protection, as similar as we do with the energetic structure within the earth. There will be that now crystalline energetic structure that we will be adding above the earth as we go to our tube of light. So you'll recognize that change. And I think in a way that energy happened to me, David and I had gone up to Sedona, and I don't need to tell you where we went, but anyway, the energy that was there, a song came through to me, Crystal Blue Persuasion. And I sent that little connection off to a few of you. And it really was a powerful thing, because, you know, blue is the throat chakra, and blue is Archangel Michael. And then persuasion, where we now get out and speak. So not only will we as individuals and we as a collective, I think we'll be heard more, but not only that, but it's the voice of the energy, this vibration, which we as a collective and individually have raised. So I want to give praise and thanks to not only James and Joanna, but to each and every one of you, because if it weren't for us anchoring the light in and where we are, this mission would be lacking. And we are not lacking. We are strong. We are individual. You know, now it's the time to hear all of us roar with the truth of it, because I believe now that this solar eclipse is clearing out and taking out a lot of dark energy with it. Like, you know, like you see the moonshot, the trail following it. This is the moment. This is just so much powerful that I feel my body hasn't stopped vibrating since Wednesday, since we came back from Sedona. So here we go. Buckle your seatbelt. It's going to be fun. And I thank you all again.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Linda. Yeah, it's interesting. Just prior to the channeled message, I thought it was going to be Saint Germain all along. And at the last minute, Archangel Michael said he wanted to come through. So there's no accidents here.
I just want to say to Linda that we're so grateful that you returned to us and came back to
Joanna, I've never really left. I know I took a vacation a time or two, but I tell you, when the times that I have stepped out of Ancient Awakenings, my personal missions have anchored me more deeply in this mission than I can ever explain to anybody. And when I do that, and when I come back, I feel like I am able to serve more and open up more. So that's really all that it comes to me. But I thank you very much.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm still grateful, but I totally understand what you're saying. But I just want you to know how much you're appreciated.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are. Thank you, Jane.
Jay, do you know who's taking over this week for the transcriptions by chance?
It was supposed to be
well,
Drusilla.
Well, it is Drusilla.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be. It is
yeah.
Drusilla.
Yeah, as far as I know.
That's, yeah.
She's okay, so she's yeah. starting this week. Okay. Well, I was going to send it to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drusilla.
Drusilla. Thank you, Orb.
Okay.
Hi, Brother Orb. Remember, it's Moses. Remember that, you know, the calls are always in the archive. I always post them after the call in the archive so that there's no need to be sending them. Because, you know, they're like 30 megabyte files.
Okay.
I'll send you the link to the archive in case, you know, anyone, so you can send it to everyone for people to know in case they want to hear it or download it.
Yeah. I can send it out. Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Okay, wonderful.
So I have a question.
Thank you, Orf.
I have a question. This is Lorelei. Next week is Easter, which is kind of a big family day for a lot of us. I know we're doing a family get together. Would it be possible or desirable to possibly do it on a Monday night instead for the call? Because I know otherwise I do have to miss it.
Well, I'll leave that up to everybody to say what they think. My thought, though, is Easter Sunday, I don't know, what better time to have the call than Easter Sunday and have Yeshua come through and give the annual message that he does.
Yeah, because the energy's right. And We're sorry that you'd missed that, Lorelei. We're really sorry, but I kind of agree with James that it should be on that day. I mean, just because of the energy is high, but you can always listen to it, you know.
Right.
Okay, great.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, any other comments or sharing?
Yeah, I had one last quick comment, if I could.
Yeah, sure.
Now, this is just my interpretation, but I also get a very deep sense feeling about the upcoming solar eclipse is that it is powerful, right? However, from what I heard from Archangel Michael is it's going to be what you make it, right? And as we move into the more accelerated energies now, this becomes a custom deal, meaning everybody's going to kind of move on to their own timeline, right? And you now have more power over your reality than you ever did. And you always had that power, but now you're awakening to the power. So here's one suggestion, or at least something I'm going to do, is when that solar eclipse happens, I'm going to actually envision that when we pop on the other side of that, that we've popped into, that I'm on a different timeline. I'm on an accelerated ascension timeline. And a lot of the things we've been waiting for, whatever they might be, med beds or whatever, have already transpired or are in the process of transpiring. We have control over that. So it's just a suggestion, but take this opportunity, because solar eclipses don't roll around every, you know, every day, especially ones that are this powerful. And I would just use it and do what you want with it. I mean, do what you can with it, really up to every individual at this point, but it becomes more of an individual journey going forward now. It's a collective journey for sure. However, as we're getting more light, more power into ourselves, or at least we're awakening to the power that was always there, you have more of an opportunity to jump timelines or do anything that you feel well pleased at this point that can accelerate your own ascension. That's all I had to say.
Awesome.
Great. Thanks, Ben. I just remembered something Archangel Michael said about the previous solar eclipse in 2017 and the immense changes that developed after that. One thing he didn't say, I just thought about now, was the Q movement began after that solar eclipse as well.
That's correct. October 2017.
Yeah, that was a huge change that started.
A movement started.
Yep. So if you look at it that way, and the changes that develop after a solar eclipse, at least at this time frame we're in, what would this next one be like?
And, you know, after, it's so funny because, you know, we're talking about movements and change and all that kind of stuff, what happens. I just want to comment on something President Trump said, which amazed me. He said, you know, because there's so much crap going on in New York against him. It's so stupid. But he said, he came on and he said, well, that's okay. We'll make New York great again. You know? So he's like, he's so unfazable. I mean, he's almost unfazable. It's just amazing. He's an amazing human being. So I hope you're all voting for him. Sorry to be political.
Okay, any other comments or sharing before we close out the call? Nothing else?
I was just going to say, I think it was really powerful as well, positive meditation and everything.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. Great, thanks, Michelle.
Welcome.
Okay, so Cindy, are you ready to close us out?
Yes, I am. I just want to mention something, too. You said this Q movement started in 2017, and that's true. I got a part of that. And they called their movement the Great Awakening.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, whenever you want to go.
Guys, you need to mute your phones except for Cindy.
Yeah, everybody,
right now.
Mute your phones when you're not speaking. We hear everything.
We've been saying
this for like 12 like years now. So, okay, sorry. Oh, somebody doesn't care.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Try again, Cindy.
Oh, well, the other thing I wanted to say is that the other crossover in 2017 where this eclipse is going to be crossing north to south in the United States, but in 2017 it was west to east, and the cities that it crossed over in 2017, there were seven of them called Salem.
That was it.
Like and the king of Salem in the Bible was the priest Melchizedek, and he is considered, he's a high priest of the Most High, and which means the King of Peace. I always wondered if you should ask Sananda if he ever incarnated as that priest. Anyway, but that's. So he was the king of Salem, which became Jerusalem, and it means peace, you know, king of peace. Yeah, I just thought that's another code. I think the Bible is codes, basically.
Yes, code.
Right.
Definitely.
Code.
Definitely.
Absolutely coded.
Definitely code.
Sure.
You can break the code, you can learn a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I wanted
Joanna.
To... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to... Go ahead.
Oh, Joanna, could you text me Drusilla's email and maybe phone number?
Yeah, I certainly will, Orv. Thank you. I certainly will.
All right, cheers.
Okay, close us out, Cindy.
Okay, I just want to give some information to everybody. I found this real good thing. It's called the 13 Principles of Spiritual Progression. And it also has 50 of the laws of the universe, you know, the universal laws. It gives you 50 of those. And the website is www.spiritportal.org. And you just go on there and they have a search place. And you put in 13 principles of spiritual progression, and it's really good. I just thought it's a good reference. But I thought I'd read you one of the principles and one of the laws. And the principles are, it talks about these 13 suggestions for ethical behavior and spiritual progression are based on principles which operate throughout the universe. When you reach the point in your life when you begin to take notice of these inviolate rules and consciously apply them, you begin to notice changes in your awareness, in your sense of fulfillment, satisfaction, and peace.
When you follow these spiritual rules of the Road for Life's journey, you will find yourself in harmony with the voice of the Creator, and life will flow through you like a river. And number one of them is transformation of motivation from anger, fear, despair to compassion, love, and purpose. This is a vital challenge for today's social change movement. This is not to deny the noble emotion of appropriate anger or outrage in the face of social injustice. Rather, this entails a crucial shift from fighting against evil to working for love. And the long-term results are very different. Even if the outer activities appear virtually identical, actions follow being, as the Sufi saying goes, thus a positive future cannot emerge from the mind of anger and despair. And that's from the Dalai Lama. Anyway, and then one, the first one of the laws are these are balanced by nature and moral laws, which are regulatory vibrations to maintain order. When you work within the laws, you can be assured of eventual positive outcome. When the laws are transgressed, you will work outside the laws and end up with suffering, the only purpose of which is to teach a better way. And the first one is the law of harmony. This law supersedes even the law of karma, for it is the supreme potential of balance. The purpose of karma is to achieve harmony. If you throw a rock into the pond, you disturb the harmony of the pond. The cause and effect go on out. Your disharmonic actions flow out into the universe and come back upon the lifetime after lifetime until eventually your own harmony is restored. You and the entire universe are experiencing the karmic ripples, which will eventually evolve into harmony. When you live the life of harmony, you are free of the wheel of reincarnation.
Wow, cool.
And that's about 50 of those. So it was just a real good reference for everybody to have on hand.
Cindy, would you be willing to send that to Irv to share?
Just a website, I guess.
Yeah, the website. Spiritportal.org.
Yeah. Spiritportal.org.
Yeah, you can just write it down. Spiritportal.org. Pretty easy.
Just go on the search thing.
Okay, well, thank you, and thanks everybody for joining us again and being a part of us every Sunday since 2013, many of you. So everybody have a great week, and we'll see. Is next Sunday Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so next Sunday, so we'll see whoever's be able to be there with us, and we'll have a special Easter celebration with Yeshua. And with that, take care. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you.
Cheers.
Bye, y'all. Have a great week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye.